Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool to discuss. Absolutely. We're diving into the Midjourney V7 Flux, this secret that top creators are using to really step up their game in 2025. Sounds intriguing, right? Definitely. This whole concept is kind of like having a powerful engine, but not the right tires to put that power to good use. The Midjourney V7 Flux workflow acts like a steering wheel, guiding your creative process. Oh, I love that analogy. It makes it so relatable. So, what exactly is this Midjourney V7 Flux? Well, it's not a new product per se. It's more of a hybrid workflow. Think of it like swapping an LS engine into a Miata. You're combining the artistic flair of Midjourney V7 with the structural precision of Flux. Interesting. So it's all about blending the best parts of each tool, right? Exactly. You generate your base image in Midjourney V7 for that artistic vibe, and you run it through Flux, typically the Schnell version, to clean up those pesky details like hands and text. Got it? That way you're not just getting art that looks great, but is also functional. Right, and here's a cool stat. Top creators see a 93% reduction in cache usage and a 2.3 times speed improvement when they use Flux as a post-processor on V7 outputs. Jordan, wow, that's a game changer. So how do we set up this workflow? Let's get our hands dirty. First off, you don't need to be a coder, but being organized is key. Okay, step one, base generation in Midjourney V7. What do we focus on? Great question. You want to focus on composition and lighting here. Don't stress if the text is gibberish or the character's anatomy is a little off. It's all about capturing that vibe. Makes sense. And once we have that base image, what's next? Step two is taking it over to Flux. You can use a tool like Comfy UI if your hardware supports it or host it on. Replicate for a monthly fee. I think I've heard of Comfy UI. It's free if you have the right setup, right? Exactly. Once you've got your Midjourney image, you feed it into Flux as an image-to-image input. This retains the structure while improving the details. And here's the secret sauce, right? The denoising strength? Yes, you want to set that to about 0.3 or 0.4. Too high, and Flux could create an entirely different image. Too low, and it won't fix anything. It sounds like it's all about finding that sweet spot. It really is. And when you move to the Flux stage, specificity in your prompts is crucial. So you're saying poetic prompts might not be the best here? Exactly. Midjourney loves that poetic stuff, but Flux prefers straight-to-the-point instructions. Just focus on the nouns. Interesting. And how does this impact character consistency? Fantastic question. You can create a character sheet in Midjourney V7 and use Flux to pose that character in different environments, which really helps maintain anatomical consistency. That sounds like a lifesaver for creators. What about common mistakes people make with this workflow? The bumps on the road. One mistake is ignoring generative engine optimization. Your images need to work harder for web visibility. So adding clear metadata is a big deal, huh? Absolutely. And another mistake is overprocessing an image. Running it through Flux multiple times can make it look plastic. That's a classic. So just stick to one pass unless there's a major issue. Exactly, and keep an eye on your costs. Running two models can get pricey if you're not careful. Sounds like there's a lot to consider. So is this workflow really worth the hype in 2025? Yes. For casual users, it might be overkill, but for professionals, it's essential. That cache reduction and speed improvement mean you can take on more projects and deliver high-quality results. So if I'm understanding correctly, this hybrid workflow is basically a must for anyone serious about their work. You got it. It's like changing your own oil. Knowing how it works saves you money and gives you peace of mind. Love that. So what's the bottom line here? Embrace the Midjourney V7 Flux workflow to not only enhance your art, but also to gain a competitive edge in an ever-evolving market. Sounds like an exciting challenge. Thanks for breaking that down, Alex. Anytime. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.